Alleluia, Christ is risen. You may be seated. This morning's gospel lesson from John chapter 15 and 16 teaches us many things that are very important for Christ's church. The seventh Sunday of Easter, after the ascension of our Lord and awaiting the sending of the Spirit celebrated at Pentecost, the Lord Jesus' words from John are true in your hearing of them. They fulfill what he said. He promises to send the Comforter and that the apostles themselves will bear witness. The Gospel of John itself is the fulfillment of what Jesus promised to the Apostle John that night. The epistle lesson from Peter is Jesus' fulfillment of his promise to Peter that night. The promise given to the apostles that they will bear witness is the Son of God's promise that the Holy Spirit will come and through those apostles bring the witness of Holy Scripture even to you. Our ascended Lord rules and reigns over all things, and his word testifies, bears witness to this fact. Fundamental to the Spirit-inspired Scripture's witness of the truth is the confession of the Holy Trinity. This text, this gospel lesson today, confesses the Holy Trinity. Anyone who claims that the Holy Trinity is not taught in Scripture has not heard the Word of God. For the Scriptures testify throughout about our God, who is one God and yet three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel lesson testifies of this along with all of the Scripture. The Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son and proceeds from the Father and the Son together. Here the Spirit is called Helper. Sometimes he is called Comforter or Counselor, or here again the Spirit of Truth. He testifies of Christ, the Son of the Father, begotten of the Father before all created things. The Spirit, and therefore the Spirit's inspired word through the apostles, will testify to the Son, to Christ. Not just to Christ as the second person of the triune God, but to Christ who is also true man, incarnate of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. This Christ you know from the Scriptures, this Christ who was crucified, who was buried, who rose from the dead, who showed himself to the apostles and for 40 days after his resurrection, teaching them the counsel of God, who ascended into heaven with crucified hands raised in blessing, that he has promised to return just as he went. Which is to say, for you as Christians, he promises to return in blessing. As he went in blessing and will return in blessing, then how do you think that means? How does he regard you today? How does our Lord Jesus Christ rule and reign over all things for you today? Here, the promise given on that to his disciples on Maundy Thursday will prove helpful. That you live as children of God, given the Spirit of our God into your hearts, that because of the sacrifice of the Son of God, you can cry out to the Father as your Father. That you exist amongst a fallen people who do not know the Father or the Son, who lack the Spirit, that these people do not regard you or your Christianity as much of anything. They serve other gods. You know these other gods because you too are tempted by them, tempted to serve them, and have far too often devoted your heart to them. Gods like mammon, that is money and all that money can get you. Gods like tolerance, turning a deaf ear to God's word and listening instead to the spirit of this age? God's like lust and greed. God's like your own belly, full of desire for things that God has not given you. These false gods demand their devotion and their worship. And their devotion and their worship takes on many forms. Why do you think so few gather around the word and sacraments? It's because the gods of this age demand their worship, and all too often that shows up at the same time as divine service. It's not a coincidence. It's planned and it's purposeful. Whether from the devil or from those in his service, the list of reasons to skip church, to not have family devotions, to not open the scriptures, have just grown and grown over the years. Jesus says there will be a time for the apostles when they will be thrown out of the synagogues, and that whoever kills them would think they're doing a service to God. This came true, as you know it would, because Jesus promised it. True doctrine, that is the teaching of the apostles, the testimony of the Spirit himself, is never popular in the world. So the gods of this world demanded of the apostles and faithful Christians ever since that they be shunned or even killed in worship to the devil. This is common throughout church history. It is becoming more common where and when we live. No level of national effort can stay off our Lord's words of promise. And the world's hatred will only be appeased by your giving up the faith you have been given in Christ. So what do you do? Should you worry? Should you plot or plan? No. Christ our Lord has ascended. He has sent the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to be the helper of the church of which you are a part because you are baptized. You have been given the testimony of the apostles, bearing witness concerning Jesus and his doctrine. You have been given the most valuable thing on earth, the word of God's own Son, inspired by the Spirit and sent by the Father and the Son. The triune God has spoken to you. That word is your help, your comfort, your counsel. It is the basis for everything we are as the church. It is the basis for the beautiful treasures that we have in the sacraments, that these things are our comfort. They continue to make us part of that heavenly kingdom, that no matter how much the world presses against us, it cannot change what Christ has done for us. That by partaking of these holy things, we are partaking of the very things that the Spirit uses to keep us in the faith, to keep us standing against the pressure of the world. Jesus said these things to the apostles, he says, so that they would not fall. His word about the world's hatred of Christians are also meant to help you stand in your life. We cannot become too comfortable with this world. The Comforter instead provides eternal comfort. The world will only give you temporary comforts. Do not let the world's temptations draw you away from the word. Do not let the gods of this age draw you away from the gathering of the saints around the holy things of the triune God. There may be a time when Christians will not be able to do so. Instead, live as people who have been purchased by the blood of Christ, given the Spirit of truth, and taught the truth of God's word. Live in the knowledge of Christ, that Christ has promised to return in blessing for his own, that the world stands judged already, and yet is awaiting its final judgment. and that you stand free of all charges, because the blood of Christ covers your sins and your baptism has made you a child of God. St. Peter remembered the words of Christ when he wrote his epistle to the persecuted Christians of his time. He said, "The end is near. Be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Do not get lazy or absent-minded." And above all, he says to Christians, keep loving one another earnestly, diligently. Love one another with a love that is fueled by Christ's love for you. For love covers a multitude of sins, not to mention offenses or agitations. Love covers all these things. This means that when people sin against you, offend you, agitate you, you can let love for them simply cover their sin, cover their offense, cover their agitation. You see, love looks past the little faults and even the big ones. St. Peter says, show hospitality. Grow in friendships with one another. Hosting each other in your houses, eating together. Your friendships with your fellow members are becoming more and more necessary as the world is starting to show its teeth. Teeth which have been stained by the blood of martyrs before us. Use the gift of God to serve one another, Peter reminds us, helping one another, that the gifts we have are not for ourselves, but are for each other, as we all are given a place in God's kingdom to serve. This is the comfort of the Spirit, as he gave it to Peter, as you have it in his testimony of sacred scripture today. That no matter what comes from the world, no matter what is in store for us, Christ has ascended. That changes everything about what we think about what's going on today. The Comforter has been sent. You have him. His testimony of Christ has been given to the church. His comfort is also given that the church would stand in the face of all the evils the devil might try to stir up. That you have Christ's word, his teaching. Nothing on this earth can take that from you. Just look at history and how the devil has tried. And yet Christ's church continues on. So love and serve, because our love and our service to one another gives glory to God through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs glory and dominion forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.